And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, so that whole conversation there with Katie Brett, I mean, she's covering down on the issues. She knows D.C., so I am comfortable with her ability to navigate the halls of Congress, so to speak. It's amazing to watch the Democrats right now try to figure out their messaging. So I did this whole section here, number two of the Triple Dipper. I called it the midterm messaging. It's depending upon who you're talking to, what's the biggest issue? Biggest issue for the Democrats is abortion, apparently, and transgender rights and Green New Deal. And yet, those are not what we are seeing come out of the polling as to what the American people care about. All said, across the board, right now, it appears that the number one issue is the economy. I mean, what are you paying for a loaf of bread right now by comparison to where we were? 8.2% inflation. And by the way, that's just inflation. What about stagflation? Stagflation is when you have high rates of inflation coupled with a supply chain disruption, which means you can't get stuff, and, by the way, it costs more. So, yeah, that's exactly where we are in some aspects of the economy, not everything. I mean, you can look at auto dealers right now. How many times have you seen an auto dealer's lot? You drive by and think, what is going on? Like, you realize that what you can really see is a front row of cars and there's a bunch of empty parking lot behind it. It's because they can't get the chips, the semiconductor chips, to be, you know, in the new cars. And so the new cars are not coming out to the lots. And if you want a new car, you may have to wait and order it, and it takes a while to get here. It's stagflation. Then there's the other one, shrinkflation. And that's when you literally go buy something that you've been buying forever, like that box of cereal, you know, the 32-ounce box of cereal. Well, you're paying the same price. Oh, good, they didn't raise the price on my cereal, until you look at the box and realize now you're getting 27 ounces. They dropped 5 ounces. They just didn't tell you. I mean, they have to put it on the box, but it's kind of like in discrete numbers there at the bottom of the box. Shrinkflation. That's, the economy is the number one driving force in all polling right now. Now, Democrats will try to tell you that one of their top issues is still abortion. More recent polling is indicating that even among Democrats, that is beginning to falter. That is no longer seen as the one that drives the train. The activism has begun to wane. People are realizing if you just feel like you're going to have an abortion, you're going to wind up having a state somewhere that'll still do it. You may not be able to get one in Alabama, but you can drive an hour and a half and there's still an abortion clinic. You know, I would love to see the day that abortion is just gone, that there are no abortion clinics in the United States. Wouldn't that be an amazing day? But not yet. And I think that's why you're seeing abortion beginning to wane, because the initial activist mentality, the freak out, the idea that, oh my gosh, we may have to actually have children and bear responsibility for our actions. Anyway, all that to say, abortion is not the issue that Democrats want it to be. Story here on NBC News says Democrats struggle with message. This, by the way, this is dated October 22nd. Democrats struggle with message on inflation in final midterm push. It says as Republicans regain the momentum on concerns about the economy, the only thing Democrats seem to agree on about their message on issues like inflation and high gas prices is that it needs improvement. And time is running out. Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, told NBC News in an interview, "What is our message about why inflation is going to be worse if the Republicans win? I don't think our economic message has been loud enough or sharp enough." You think? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "We'll have to message it better in the next 3 weeks ahead." Well, you're there, Nancy. In response, the spokesperson for a group called Justice Democrats, a progressive group, tweeted, "With all due respect, this is a terrible Democrat Party message in response to inflation and the skyrocketing cost of living from Speaker Pelosi." And it is. And Speaker Pelosi is still trying to say, "Oh no, we're going to keep the House. It's going to be fine. There's nothing to see here. Don't worry." But when you look at the polling in this NBC News article, only 16% of voters say the economy is good. I'd like to know who those 16% are. Who are you, 16%ers? Who are you that says the economy is in good shape? 59% of those polled believe that a recession is likely in the next year. Some would say we're in it now. And a new Monmouth survey found that the portion of Americans who list inflation as extremely important jumped from 37% to 46% just in the last month. All right, listen, midterm messaging. I think Republicans have the message. All right, folks, it's been an amazing show. It's been a show where I hope you gained some insight into what a great place we live in. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't mind saying it. Jesus is Lord. America is great. Alabama is beautiful. Life is worth living. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll see you back here tomorrow.